I campaigned on the idea that we need a new approach to governing Pennsylvania, one that challenges the status quo and takes on old problems in fundamentally new ways. And one of the old problems we need to put to rest is the idea that Democrats and Republicans cannot work together to solve Pennsylvania's problems. I believe we can. And that's why thank you very much.
That was Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf delivering his budget address last year. What a difference a year makes. Pennsylvania politics now seems more deadlocked than ever, with Democrats and Republicans failing to reach a full budget agreement now nearly 8 months after it was due. Governor Tom Wolf had some tough talk for the Pennsylvania legislature in his second budget address. WHYY's Mary Wilson reports that this time around, Wolf was much less lofty with his rhetoric.
Wolf's first move in his roughly 25-minute speech was to dispense with the idea that it was a typical budget address, given the fact that the state's spending is still in disarray.
Usually, this speech is an opportunity to lay out an ambitious agenda for the year ahead. But I can't give that speech. Not under these circumstances.
Wolf's proposal calls for $2.7 billion in new and higher taxes to close a budget gap and funnel more money into education, human services, and mandated spending. But the speech didn't focus on that. Instead, Wolf described the dire financial position he says the state will be in if his proposals are not approved.
My fellow Pennsylvanians, our Commonwealth is in crisis, a crisis that threatens our future.
Wolf attempted to reframe the state's budget woes, not as a result of political discord, but basic math. The state faces a nearly $2 billion deficit, according to the state's independent fiscal office.
It's a time bomb, and it's ticking away right now, even as I speak. If it explodes, the people in this chamber, if you allow it to explode, then Pennsylvania will experience a fiscal catastrophe the likes of which we have never seen.
Wolf's budget proposal calls for $33.3 billion in spending. That would increase funding for K-12 schools and higher education. It would also put more money towards county human services and programs for people with intellectual disabilities. But the administration says most of the new spending is in mandated costs: pensions, health care, human services, and state prisons. To pay for it, Wolf is proposing a slew of taxes he didn't get last year. Those include a levy on natural gas drillers and a hike in the personal income tax. He would expand the sales tax to make it apply to movie tickets, basic cable, and digital downloads. He's calling for higher taxes on cigarettes and other tobacco products, and the plan would hike taxes on banks and put a surcharge on insurance premiums. The governor encouraged lawmakers to help him find alternative ways to close the budget deficit.
If you ignore that time bomb ticking, if you won't take seriously your responsibility to the people of Pennsylvania, and find another job.
Not everyone was cheering, but Republican Senator Mario Scavello of Monroe County took the jibe in stride.
I have to update my resume. The governor said we got to look for other jobs, so.
Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.
Governor Wolf is pushing for the same education spending priorities he laid out last year. But after 1 year of negotiations with the Republican-held State House and Senate, none of Wolf's goals have been accomplished. In total, between this year's unresolved budget and next year's, Wolf proposes a $677 million boost to basic and special education spending. But that huge increase gets at the heart of the issue. Governor Wolf is starting to negotiate a new budget while still hashing out many aspects of the old plan. WHYY's Marie Cusick explains.
Wolf now finds himself in the awkward position of trying to negotiate two deals with a Republican-led legislature. Among the unfinished business, how to fill a nearly $2 billion budget hole.
I did not run for this office to be party to the corner-cutting and budget gimmickry that got us into this mess. We can't afford to play political games while this crisis is casting such a dark shadow on our future. There is simply too much at stake. The train has been careening down the tracks for years, and now the moment of impact has arrived.
Wolf says Pennsylvania desperately needs new, recurring sources of revenue to avoid a catastrophe.
Anyone in this chamber who claims we can simply cut our way out of this mess without also increasing revenue is just ignoring the math. They're also ignoring history. If we don't have sustainable revenue sources in our budget, The result will be billions of dollars in new property tax hikes at the local level. Pennsylvanians need to prepare for these consequences.
So how did it go over? Not well. Republican leaders say they did not appreciate the tone and accused Wolf of being out of touch with political realities. GOP House Speaker Mike Terzai says lawmakers have to answer to their constituents who want them to hold the line on taxes.
I think it's easy to live off of Mount Wolf or off of Rittenhouse Square and not know what real people are doing in everyday lives. I think it's easy to lecture and scold and to act like you know better and be elitist, but come and see what real people are doing in everyday lives.
And House Majority Leader Dave Reed doesn't buy Wolf's apocalyptic picture of the state.
I think the governor's doing everything he can to help justify the biggest tax increase possible so they've got the most money to spend over the next couple of years. And telling people that gloom and doom is coming is certainly a way to do that. But look, we've been struggling to pass a budget over the last number of months. We're 8 months into the fiscal year. 87% of that budget is done. But lo and behold, the sky has not fallen.
And lest anyone think Wolf has more friends in the Senate, Republican Majority Leader Jake Corman made it clear the governor's speech drove another wedge in the relationship.
So I don't know where he thinks we go from here. I don't know how he thinks that that gets him votes in either caucus. My guess is today we are further away than we were of June of last year. And my guess, that's what the governor wants.
Amidst the ongoing budget disputes, Wolf quietly placed limits on state agencies' abilities to fill hundreds of vacant positions. The administration says the caps are in place until further notice, but won't say how long that will be or how many vacancies are affected. Meanwhile, schools, social service agencies, and local governments are still paying for Harrisburg's dysfunction. The partial budget Wolf signed late last year does not include reimbursements for the millions of dollars they racked up in interest fees while borrowing money to avoid shutdowns during the historic standoff.
WHYY's Marie Cusick reporting.